MGTOW Men, welcome back. So I want to address something today, and what about the MGTOW Men that have no dating experience? Can they go their own way? Can they be considered MGTOW? Do they have to have experience in marriage? What if they've never been burned? Do they have to go out and at least put themselves in a situation where they could be? Can these guys with no experience even dating actually consider themselves MGTOW? The short answer is absolutely. If you harken back to a video I made a few months ago, I said not all of us have been burned, we just don't want to touch the fire. And it's not just about being burned. It's not even about a fear thing a lot of the time. And I get these questions about, is MGTOW permanent? Is MGTOW something you want to do? Can you only be a reluctant MGTOW? For a lot of men, it's not even about fear, it's not even about being burned, it's just the best option for their life and they actually enjoy the life. They just straight up enjoy it, without even the concerns of losing something. So I got this question in my comment thread a few days ago, and I want to put forth the exchange that went down. Thank you to the guys that contributed in the thread. So it begins, what is your opinion that men who don't have experiences with women, relationships, marriage, are not real MGTOW? I'm sorry, just because I don't want to touch the stove to know it's hot. Wise men learn from other people's mistakes. What you have described sounds like one-armed men saying you don't have understanding because you haven't put your arm into a crocodile's mouth. No thank you. Be wise, my brother. The only problem I have with myself being that which you describe is that I feel like I can't represent MGTOW publicly if asked, because people would say, see, there's another 30-year-old basement-dwelling virgin MGTOW. Similar to how I always see people use the same image of the overweight guy with the MGTOW shirt and sign if they want to belittle it. There isn't anything wrong with us not wanting to touch the fire, but it's hard to prove that MGTOW or seeing other men get burned is the reason we are going our own way. I have never been in a wartime combat situation, and this one is very valuable here. Those who have speak with greater understanding. That said, I can still speak of the horridness. I speak with respect, recognize that I have never been in combat, and then share my thoughts. I have been through a divorce, but I have seen the effects of my divorce. The way of some men will be to wear the MGTOW shirt and be very visible. My way is to share ideas in conversation. Only twice in the last 2 years have I brought up the acronym, but I share the truth often. Hooray for not touching the stove out of wisdom. So not touching the stove out of wisdom is the ideal. It's the preferred. And to be honest, it's part of why I make content. I make content so that men don't venture down the road at all, and that they hear these experiences without having to go and search for them themselves. Think about this. Think about the benefit of YouTube. Think about the internet and what MGTOW being shared on these platforms affords. So I received countless emails from older men in particular talking about how they wish that they had received MGTOW knowledge earlier in their lives. It would have saved them so much time, so much money. I hear it from teens. I hear it from dudes in their 20s. They all wish that they would have heard of MGTOW earlier, sooner, but they did not. What sharing this content allows is that it allows men to not have to go into combat to get their education. And now, don't start getting to the point where you believe that I'm likening this to combat. It's not, but it can take a man's life if he doesn't have any knowledge. Typically, a man would have to experience it in the flesh. He would have to have a buddy, go through a relationship, a marriage, a divorce. He would have to have conversations at the gym, at work, at bars, and rely on these encounters. But now, he can get endless free information and guidance. You can go on SoundCloud. You can go on iTunes. You can go on YouTube. You can go on Minds. You can go on Gab. You can go on BitChute. You can go on Reddit. You can go on MGTOW.com. It's a blessing. Use it. And there are no prereqs, but it helps. Going your own way isn't about prereqs. Going your own way is active. It's not about what you do. It's only about what you do when you go in your own way. Past experiences, they give us reason, but they do not qualify or disqualify. I always say to guys that I had these views before I heard of MGTOW. You too. And before I even dated. But the act of dating and experiencing some of it firsthand allowed me to have access to something that I didn't necessarily have the right key for before. Those things were conviction. I didn't have the conviction that not only would inspire me to research on the internet, go dark for an entire year researching, and then proceed to generate content. The other thing is additional information to share and personal stories, which in my opinion, those are the most effective talks that can be made. It's one thing to create theoretical content. It's another to generate content that has real-life application. That's what drew me in. Jerry Liu's videos, 18 Stories to Make You MGTOW, all of Paul Proteus's content, M. Kraft's MGTOW is Right story, a shout-out to my man CL Baird 40, is one of the first MGTOW guys I watched. This content, with real-life application, Immortal Minds videos, inspired me to connect my stories to theirs and make content. So what I'm laying out here is that you don't have to have dated. And when I say dated, I don't mean that you have to be burned in these experiences. Just you've had to have dated. You don't have to. You don't have to have gone through this to go your own way. You just go your own way. I wrote a few notes about this, and the first one is, you can be MGTOW. The conviction just may be weaker. So I think that some men may be more easily attracted to the flame if they've never dated. They may be a weaker moth, wanting a bit of a taste of, you know, seeing what it's like. And in times of loneliness, in times of losing a job, losing a family member, going through some depression, some men may be more weak and would want to try out the plantation. And during these times, you may be more suspect to it. And the other thing I want to say is, it may be harder for you to stay going your own way. So if you think of the man that has been divorced, and it's not necessarily be qualified in going your own way, but other people seeing you as qualified that don't understand MGTOW. So if you think of the man that's been divorced, that has been through the ringer, he goes down the street, he's at the corner, he's confronted by a random person out of the blue, just humor me for this. That person asks him, why aren't you dating right now? Why aren't you married right now? You say, because of this relationship, because of this divorce, because of this, I've learned. They ask you about what you've learned and why you're going your own way. And from MGTOW, it's primarily about avoiding relationships in those eyes. Those people view MGTOW as solely based on that, which is how most of the world perceives it. So this person will think, wow, you've had an education. People think you've got an MA or a PhD or a doctor next to your name now. They're more likely to believe your words. They're going to think that you're qualified and justified in what you say. And what they may think is that you're not a basement-dwelling, Lucky Charms-eating virgin in the basement that's just scared of women, that whole spiel. So if you're that guy, you still will receive shaming. People in your life, parents, relatives, friends, they'll still call you a coward. People that want to date you, they'll call you a coward. You'll never evade it. So be it. But if you've never had experience, expect to receive more criticism than that. And expect to receive some thoughts of skepticism from people listening to you if you ever talk openly about MGTOW as a content producer or just subversively in public, which you should always be tactful with. Some of the men with more experiences do have better knowledge. They're going to be able to better communicate the reasons for going your own way with greater conviction than those that don't. But that doesn't mean that men that don't have experience still can't go their own way or talk about it. I think of guys like Terrence Popp or MGTOW is Freedom. They're respected because they have been through some of these divorces, these marriages, these relationships, and they're talking from experience. They seem to have more ethos, pathos in their delivery. So that as well. And lastly, going your own way is not like applying for a job. Some preach to date with the thought of treating it like an experiment or to get information out of it. Or if they've never dated, some MGTOW I know have often prescribed that you try it out. Personally, I don't recommend that. If you don't want the job, don't even mess around with the interview. Going your own way isn't like applying for a job. You don't need references. You don't need work experiences. You don't need specific education. You are breathing now and you're a man. You can go your own way. It's been like that forever. And there's no need to complicate it now that we have an acronym. And like I said, MGTOW is not solely about the freedom from. MGTOW, okay, the freedom from is part of the apologia, part of the apologetics. But MGTOW is first and foremost about the freedom too. That's the goal. The spirit is about the future. The spirit of MGTOW is about forward. It's about doing, created by the assets you gain internally primarily when you go your own way. So your freedom to defines you, not your freedom from. Your freedom to is you, not your from. Not that you join a club when you go your own way, but if we are to speak in terms of qualification and disqualification, you disqualify yourself not with your from, but your to. Always know that. What is your to? Thank you, as always, for the support. Hopefully today's message helped clear something up for you. Maybe you disagree and want to hit me up. I don't know. Thank you for viewing, commenting, emailing, donating, becoming a patron, all of it. SunriseCity@gmail.com or SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.